right. Well, thanks for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this week, we have been talking about the most important relationship we have in our life, which is our relationship with God. And today, we're going to take a look at Romans chapter 5, verse 10 and 11. And here, Paul is explaining what our relationship with God looked like before Jesus and what it looks like now after Jesus. So in Romans chapter 5, he writes this. He says, "For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation." You know, why do we need peace with God? Why do we need to be reconciled to him? You know, I think most people would assume that they are neutral towards God. You know, they may not be for him, but they're certainly not against him. And they may not be following him, but they're not fighting with him. And they would assume that they don't need peace with God because they're good with God. They're cool with God. It's almost this attitude of indifference towards God and towards their relationship with him. But here's what we need to understand. We are not neutral towards God when it comes to our relationship with him. We're actually, as Paul says here, enemies with God. By default, we are at odds with him. We are working against him. Because you see, we are born with a sinful nature that is in rebellion against God. A sin nature that corrupts everything about us. It corrupts our will, our mind, our heart, our desires. And because of our sin nature, Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 2 that we are by nature deserving of God's wrath, deserving of God's judgment. We're deserving of eternal separation from God because of our sin. That we are not morally neutral towards God. But this is exactly why Jesus came to earth over 2,000 years ago. He came on a mission to reconcile the world to himself, a world that had been corrupted and broken by sin, a world that was at war with God. And he came to make peace between us and God so that we could enter into a relationship with him. And how did Jesus do that? How did he reconcile the world to himself? By the shedding of his blood on the cross. He took on the wrath and judgment of God on the cross, the wrath and judgment that we deserved because of our sin and our rebellion. And he was the atoning sacrifice for our sin. You see, we are not able to make peace with God ourselves. In Ephesians 2, Paul tells us that we're actually spiritually dead in our sin, meaning that we can't reconcile ourselves to God. We can't make peace with God through our own efforts and our own goodness. We can't atone or make payment for our sin, which is why God made the first move towards reconciliation. He died the death that we deserve so that we could be made right with God. And the message of the gospel isn't for us to try harder and do better and work more. The gospel is an invitation to rest in what Jesus has already done on our behalf. We can have peace with God. We can be reconciled with God because of the work of Jesus on the cross. And this relationship that we can now have with God is the most important relationship in our life. So I want to take a moment just to pray, to thank God for the work that he's done through Jesus, and then to give you an opportunity to pray as well. So Father, we acknowledge today the work that Jesus has done on our behalf, that he died in our place. He died the death that we deserved and made a way for us to be right with you, for us to know you and to enter into a relationship with you. God, we thank you for the grace and the love that you have shown us through Jesus. We thank you for the forgiveness of sins that you offer to us and the gift of eternal life that's available through Jesus. So Father, we love you, we praise you, and we pray all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.